Looking for you, like 10 minutes ago.
Harlem Cats?
How in the hell should I know? Everybody looks the same to me.
Take it easy, buddy.
Get here, Shaq.
Sugar this morning, Cole.
Then don't drink it, baby. Couple of dudes from uptown looking for you.
Know them?
Not by name. Seen them around uptown. Come in here when I was opening up. Asked where they could find you.
What'd they look like?
One was wearing a funky plaid coat. Other one was sharp. $50 shoes. Black coat, gray flares.
Is that all?
Oh, they had heat on them. The one in the funky plaid coat had his hands in his coat pocket. Pulled his coat tight. You dig? Had some heavy iron in his belt. You know you got a scuff on the toe of this left shoe?
What time you got, Tom?
8:16.
Hey, pull over in front of that shoe shine parlor. He usually hangs out in there.
Hey.
Okay.
You want me to go in?
No, we'll wait.
Got yourself a nice shine. You can go out and make something of yourself, man.
Go out and get rich and fat like you, huh? We're straight, baby. Got a minute, Chef? Got no use for no dirty postcards, Vic. Get off my back, huh?
I just want to talk to you. Call me up. You know my number. Come on, I'll buy you a cup of coffee, huh? Go sit in the park a minute?
Hell no. Just tell me what you got to say right here.
Tom, why don't you go get us a couple of cigars? It's on your smoke, Chef.
Just say what you got to say, Vic, huh?
Get us a couple of El Garcios, huh, Tom?
Look, I'm late. What you trying to lay on me, huh?
Just love, Chef. Got nothing but love and sympathy.
Then we're even. Go on, get on with it.
Well, I thought you might know something I want to know. Seems there have been a lot of low, quiet rumbles going on uptown. Our people have been able to pick up the sounds of it, but no words.
That's because us black folk talk mush mouth, Lieutenant.
I thought we were going to get to it.
We did. But you want me to pigeon. I just said, up yours, baby.
How come a couple of cats from Harlem come downtown this morning looking for John Shaft?
Well, they're soul brothers. They came down so I could teach them the handshake.
They find you?
Of course. I wasn't hiding.
If you find out anything, give me a call, huh? I'm still at the 38th precinct.
Right on.
Hey, where the hell are you going, Shaq?
To get laid. Where the hell are you going?
That boy's got a lot of mouth on him.
Boy's man enough to back it up, too.
What'd he tell you?
Nothing.
You gotta lean on that kind.
You don't lean on that kind.
Give me a package of gum. Be cool, man. Where's your partner? Open the door.
He's gonna be up here asking why he threw that son of a bitch out the window. Now they can find you dead or alive. Now what's your goddamn story?
Bobby. He was bringing you up, Tom.
Did he tell you to mess me up?
chance that I'll bring you.
It doesn't make sense. You arrive at your office. You have a sick friend with you. Suddenly, another man you don't know rushes up and a fight starts. Your sick friend goes out the window. Why, Mr. Shaft?
That's the man who started the fight, Mr. Leibowitz.
Your friend. The only name you know by is Tex. No last name.
That's right.
I don't buy that, Shaft. I think you know more than you're letting on. Why that fight started, for instance.
What you think and what you can prove are two different bags.
All your friends walk around with weapons like that in their pockets.
That depends. My Negro friends don't walk around with rabbit's feet no more.
Don't get wise with me, Shaft. There's a very simple way for me to go. I'd put your goddamn ass in.
Now sue your goddamn ass for false arrest.
Do you expect me to believe that man went out the window the way you said he did? What do I look like? Some kind of klutz?
Don't ask and I won't tell you.
You're licensed by the city and the state, Shaft. Nobody who's licensed can afford to be a wise ass where a felony case is involved.
You're suggesting I could lose my license?
You're damn right I am, and you better believe it and level with me.
Threatening my livelihood is a violation of my rights, isn't it, Vic?
Byron. Why don't you let me have a talk with him in private? You got an assailant to interview. Start that and I'll join you after we talk.
I think you're BSing me too, Vic. This thing stinks.
Maybe he didn't like the handshake you taught him, huh, John? You know, you can get your rump in a sling for this mess. Static, a lot of hassle.
You'll save me, Vic.
Well, I can try.
If
one hand washes the other, John.
All the static and hassle in the world wouldn't make me sing a song for the police, Vic. No way, baby.
That cat you threw out the window was a flunky for Bumpy Jonas, you know that.
Throw no cat out no window, Lieutenant.
Bumpy isn't going to like it.
I don't give a damn what he likes. Now, what the hell are you pumping me for, huh?
2 weeks ago, we started picking up rumbles.
You already said that.
We know it's not the Panthers or the young lords, but something's on the boil, John. I just want to know what it is before we need an ad machine to start counting up the bodies.
Bumpy wants you for something.
He knows what's going on. And that's what I want to know. Not who, just what.
Warms my black heart to see you so concerned about us minority folks.
Oh, come on, Chef. What is it with this black shit? Huh? You ain't so black.
And you ain't so white, baby.
You want to play your super heavy black number? I'm going to play mine. We can nail your tail for manslaughter on what we got on you right now. Now, you can waltz Leibowitz, but you know the law. You could be charged.
Charged, Lieutenant?
Yeah, but your license will be suspended. You'll be out of business for 6 months. You want to be out of business for 6 months, Shaft? Out on the street? No gun permit? 6 months. With Bumpy looking for you and what sounds like all hell about to break loose. You want it? You got it.
You scare me to death, Lieutenant.
Hey, you're buying trouble not only for yourself, but a bloodbath up in Harlem. You want that? All I'm asking you is to let me know what's going on. No names, no places, just what. I'm not asking you to sell out. Just... tell me the name of the game so I know the rules.
Think about it.
All right, I'll settle for that now. That buys you 48 hours out on the street, and then we're going to talk again. You got the number of Bumpy's Private phone?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take off. I'll see you later. Right on.
I got the right number.
This is Shaft.
How the hell you got this number?
Off a bathroom wall in a goddamn subway.
I'm looking for you, Shaft.
I got an office.
Here you are. Thanks.
Bag of chestnuts, please. Cold as hell today, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Good chestnuts. Good chestnuts.
How much?
2 bits.
There you go.
Thanks.
Take it easy. Hey, taxi! What the hell is this? Your white mother. Taxi! Taxi!
Cat say he's gonna be here, he should be here.
Open it up.
Cat say he gonna be here, and he ain't. It ain't right, boss.
Better wait.
You take crap off of it, he'll give you some more crap.
We'll wait.
That's some cold shit. Throwing my man Leroy out the window. Picked my man up and threw him out the goddamn window. Got us standing around waiting to say thank you.
Glad you let yourself in, Bumpy. Give me a bad name, have you hanging around at all.
Look, if the man ever come down here again to see you, you make sure you be here, waiting.
You're in my chair.
Wait outside. Him and Leroy try to muscle you, Shaft?
Yep.
Well, I got no grudge about Leroy.
I couldn't give a damn.
I got a job for you.
I'm not on no hustle, Bumpy.
A detective job.
What kind?
Your kind. You take it.
Don't jive me, man. What kind of fucking job are you talking about?
Somebody kidnapped my daughter, Marcy. Done in a couple of people. They leave no ransom note or nothing. And nobody saw nothing. I want you to find her. That's the fucking job.
The police got a whole unit. Does that kind of work for you?
Not for me. You know I can't go to the cops.
And you want me, huh? Spade detective.
Yeah, I want you because you're a black spade detective, and I want you because you got your other foot in Whitey's craw, and she could be anywhere.
Got any idea who grabbed her?
A lot of cats hating my guts.
Sweet, loving dude like you. Sweet talking a man's old lady while you're beating an old man out of his paycheck in the back room of a horse parlor. Feeding his kid shit to shoot in his arm. Who could hit you, Bumpy?
My baby never sold nothing to nobody. Never took nothing from nobody. She's a straight kid. She's going to college. Whoever grabbed her got her to get at me. They have a beef with me. They should come to me.
You got a rule and somebody else don't.
Is that all you know?
Well, there's a piece of Harlem I can't get at. The one the militants got an arm on. They could have my baby. She's been into some of that stuff. Bunch calls themselves the Lumumbas. Ben Buford's thing. I could send my people to ask them.
Come to a shootout and it's all over? Bunch of dead cats.
Maybe they killed Marcy.
Yeah, you pop a pimp to them. They want to see you burn just as bad as they want to see the police burn. Kidnapping sisters, man, that ain't their thing.
Look, the only reason anybody grabs anybody for is money. Now, you tell me, what other bunch in Harlem needs money bad enough to grab my baby?
If you believe that, what's all this shit about me having one foot in Whitey's straw, huh, Bumpy?
I said I think the Hatter. I didn't say the Hatter in Harlem. They ain't dumb enough to take us someplace uptown.
Nah, don't lay right.
The hell you think I'd need you for if I knew who had her? I'm guessing. They don't have her all right. Maybe they know something. I got nothing. That's a job, Shaft. You take it or no.
I get $50 an hour. Plus expenses. And no questions asked about how I spend it.
You got it.
I get a free hand to move any way I want.
You find my baby. It's all I want. I got money. You spend it. You find her. Now that'll get you started.
When I got something to say.
One more thing. You send another cat after me with a gun, I'll kill the motherfucker and I'll come looking for you. And I'll get you, Bumpy. You believe it.
mother.
Black man, born free.
Hey, Joe, you seen Ben Buford around?
It's supposed to be chains that binds him, a heart to see, unless you take this walk with me. Place where he lives, he's got plenty of names.
Ben Buford used to live here. Live here anymore?
No. Why?
Looking for him.
Hell, I am too. He owes me 6 months' rent.
Take it easy.
That kind of job is hard to find. And that means an increase in the welfare line. Crime rate is rising too. If you were hungry, what would you do? Rent is 2 months past due. And a building that's falling apart. Shoes, and this is only a part of.
Hello, ma'am. Looking for a guy named Ben Buford, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Seen him around here lately?
Not in a long while.
Some of the brothers got plenty of cash. Tricks on the corner, gonna see to that. Some like to smoke, some like to blow. Some are even strung out on a $50 Jones. Some are trying to dish reality by getting so, so high. Only to find out that you can never trust the guy.
I'm around looking for a guy named Ben Buford. Seen him around?
No, I ain't seen him. I ain't seen him.
Thanks.
Hey. Know what number was today?
Every Sunday morning, I can hear the old sister say,
Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Trust in the Lord.
He'll make a way.
Oh, yeah. I hope that he hear the prayers. Cause deep in the souls they believe, someday he'll put an end.
Hey, man, what's going on?
See, Ben?
Ben? Ben who?
Ben Buford. You know who I mean, man.
Hey, man, I don't know no Ben Buford.
20.
Oh, so that Ben Buford. He's holed up on a place on Amsterdam, 710.
What apartment and what time?
Third floor. It's a meeting at 9. Can't guarantee it. I just heard some cat tell another cat that they both in the movement with Ben, did?
Yeah, well, stay loose, baby. Like a machine. That's no way to feel. Come here, baby.
Mm-hmm. visitor from uptown this afternoon, John.
What are you having?
Give me a dog with mustard and onions. No, holy onions. Cold, huh? Well, John, what'd you get?
I got laid.
Uptown, brother. Amsterdam Avenue. Take your time. I'm early.
No.
You live around here?
Yeah.
You look old. Get yourself something to eat, okay?
Gee, thanks, mister.
Okay, chap.
John Shaft, Ben. Unless you want more visitors, you better split up that pair out front. Put somebody on the basement door.
How did you find me?
Was it hard? You got a big mouth.
Cool it, man.
You cool it, boy. Don't let your mouth get your ass in trouble.
I ain't got nothing to say to you.
Don't jive me. We put in a lot of street time together.
Yeah, well, that was a long time back. I don't know you no more.
A lot of hard years, man. Kind you don't forget.
Now, I'm going to give you 1 minute to say what you came here to say. And after you said it, you go back out that door you came in, or I'll throw you out.
You know Marcy Jonas?
Yeah, why?
You know where she is?
What do you mean?
Somebody grabbed her. Bumpy thinks maybe it was you.
We don't do that kind of thing, man.
You know anything about the kidnapping?
Okay, Tom, used up your minute. Get out!
Don't tell me, man. Where are the
guns? Run here.
I'll be goddamn. Yeah.
Sonny! Sonny!
They're coming!
Up over the roof, Ben.
Yeah, yeah, go! Dead. Come on, come on.
Not the roof, this way.
What is this?
Everything's going to be all right, man. Let's move it in and be
quiet.
What is this? Move it in and be quiet. Everything's okay, man. No need to worry. Sorry about your door. I'll take care of it.
You set us up, man.
Young man, please. Don't do that.
Don't ever threaten me again. And don't call me Judas. No time to count you dead. Come on.
Probably a finger mask.
When you lead that revolution, why you better be standing still? Because you don't run worth a damn no more.
We're done running, man. What the hell do you call this, man?
I gotta find out if they were after you or me.
Leave with some friends. That's straight people. So don't you lay any of that Uncle Tom jive on them.
I don't know what connects to what, Captain. I can't piece them together. Answer that. Listen, give me a half an hour since it happened. How the hell do you figure I could have something this soon?
Yeah, but he's on the other line.
Hey, I don't get paid enough to worry about what that police commissioner or the mayor thinks.
It's Shaft. Do you want to talk to him?
I got a call. I might have something. Hold on. No. Better I call you back. Jeff?
Coming down to see you, Vic. Think you've been holding out on me.
I'll wait. Listen. Several cats were killed up in Harlem tonight. You know anything about it?
I was there, Lieutenant.
Captain's at home. Why don't you call him back? Tell him I had to go out. Chase down a lead.
Where are you going?
Nowhere. Just get him off my back.
Reporter from the news wants an interview.
Tell him to call the captain. See the old bastard right.
This is that list from intelligence section.
What about the pictures?
They're getting them together now. Sit about 5 minutes.
Chat's coming down. Send him right in.
Dino, get your bed made up. Why don't you get some sleep, man?
There's some dead brothers laying out there. And this ain't where I should be.
Till we find out why they're dead, this is the only place for you to be.
You think like a white man.
And you don't think at all. You want to get wasted?
If that's what it takes, yeah.
Marvin sleeping.
I'll find out what I can and come back and pick you up in the morning.
I'm going to owe you for this, man. You're wrong.
Ben, you got nothing I want.
Ben, you can have the girl's room.
Dee, I got to go out. You got an extra key so I don't have to wake you when I come back?
This will open the downstairs door, too.
Watch your mouth, man.
I'll say any damn thing I want.
Not in this house. Not here you won't.
Have a chair, Joe.
I don't like your chair. Gave me nothing, Vic. You want to lock me up for manslaughter because some dude went out my office window? You can go ahead and do it.
You got no deal.
I have nothing else to give you then. That's straight.
So what do you got now?
One question first.
Anybody who could identify those guys with machine guns got wiped out.
Yeah. Five of Ben Buford's people and probably the guy that fingered you.
Me? Are you sure it's me?
Well, sure, if I know if the guys were black or white. I make it 80-20 they were after you, but Bumpy could probably tell you that for sure.
Just say what you got, man.
A couple of things that may fit. You remember my telling you that Bumpy was doubling his crews up in Harlem?
So?
So downtown we get some visitors. Three guys from L.A., two from Phoenix, guy from Decatur, Illinois, four guys from Philly, altogether about 15 that we're sure of.
Special guys, huh?
All suspected of being guns for the mafia. Just got into town. Most of them are staying at some hotel down in the village, taking in the sights.
Is that it?
No, one thing more. Couple dudes from Harlem go across to Jersey. Try to kidnap some mafia bigwig. They blew it. They killed the guy's runner. But the man maintains that his runner was in Florida on a fishing trip.
Looks like war coming, huh?
It's a bad thing, John. Mafia against Bumpy. I mean, it's hood against hood on the inside. But on the outside, it's black against white. Could be we can have tanks and troops on Broadway if this thing breaks open.
Yeah, you got a point.
Here's what some of our visitors look like.
Be a good time for it.
What, a war?
Fishing down in Florida.
You know, it might help if I knew what Bumpy hired you for.
Never said he did.
He did.
Gets my ethics to say yes or no, Vic.
He put you on the spot, Chef.
He did. You're a very wise Caucasian, Vic.
I'll be here, if I'm not, call me at home.
That's a comfort.
Hello?
Hello, baby.
I waited up.
Sorry, I can't make it.
You got problems, baby?
Yeah, I got a couple of them. I was born black, and I was born poor.
I love you.
Yeah, I know. Take it easy.
Get up. We've got a man to see.
You let in, will you?
Got an appointment with Bumpy.
I know all about it. Got to see if you're clean before you can see the man.
Better get yourself six more helpers in, will you?
That's how it's done.
Who searches you?
Nobody.
You get the same cat to search us.
Got to see if you got a gun on you before you go in.
Tell Bumpy we were here. Come on, Ben.
You let him walk now, will he?
Bumpy, have your tail. Wait here. I'll call in to the man.
What do you want, Willie?
Sheriff out here with some dude.
Send them in.
It won't let me see if they're clean, Bumpy.
Send them in.
Go on, you heard him. But listen, Snow White. Me and you gonna tangle sooner or later. Did you hear what I say?
Why don't you stop playing with yourself, Willie? You ain't gonna do shit. Cagey spook, Bumpy.
You ride a tall horse, Mr. Sheriff.
This is Ben Buford. Your little caper cost him five friends last night.
We're gonna take it out of your ass, pimp.
You're pushing me a little far.
I found out some things, Bumpy. Like you knew who grabbed your daughter. You knew it wasn't Ben or his people. You laid all that jive on me in my office.
I told you there was no note. I still don't know who has her.
You're lying, man. Now deal them up straight, or don't deal them at all.
You grabbed a dope hustle up here from the mafia. Made yourself some big bread. Now the mafia cats want to move in on you.
So what?
So the mafia grabbed your daughter, Bumpy. You knew it. Knew it when you hired me.
Yeah.
Tried to snatch one for a trade. But your flunky friends out there blew it.
They burned some kid. Missed the man we wanted to grab for a trade. Yeah.
Then you wanted to hustle old Shab.
I hired you for a job. I conned you, but I never lied to you. My baby was grabbed. You're going to get it back. You bought that deal, Shab. You're going to live with it.
Not at these prices, baby.
I told you what it costs. It costs.
A lot of hyped up black people give you that money you're spending, pimp.
Don't you try to bullshit me, boy. We all on the hustle. I sell broads and dope in numbers. You sell crap in blue sky. It's all the same game.
You knew the mafia cats would come after me, didn't you?
Mm-mm. But it doesn't shake me up. They made a good move to take out my front man. They'll probably try again. I would.
You've been using me, Bumpy. Sucking me. That's okay. You stood face to face. But I want to know why you wanted me to hook up with Ben.
Because you're going to need an army to get my baby back. Ben's got one. My people ain't worth a damn outside of Harlem.
If you think I'd risk some of the brothers just because your daughter's black, you're wrong, man. We need money. Got a lot of brothers and sisters in jail.
At a price.
$10,000 a head. What the hunky government pays a cat in the army for insurance. $10,000 a man. That's our price.
All right.
You telling me you're willing to lay out that kind of bread for Marcy? Don't jive me, man.
I can always get more money. I only got one, baby.
That means you already own $50,000 for the men he lost last night.
All right.
You get a lot of brothers and sisters out of jail with that kind of bread.
How many of his you gonna need?
Depends on whether or not the mafia will take a ransom.
You want Harlem? Nothing less.
It ain't yours to give. Not anymore.
Mine or not, it's not gonna be theirs.
So all I gotta do is find out where they got her. Bring her home.
That's it.
Well, if he's worth 10, I'm worth 20.
You got it. COD.
Half now and half when I bring her home.
All. Right now.
Half. That's the best I'll do.
Just been hustled, Bumpy. Deliver the money tonight.
I'll have my boys drop it off. At these prices, you blow it, Chef. I'm not going to like it, not even a little bit.
Thought the money didn't matter to you. Just getting your baby back.
Money always matters.
This is where I get off, man.
Look, one thing we got to get straight, man. We gotta make a move when it comes to a fight. Do it my way.
For that kind of bread, the brothers will play. Just as long as you remember we owe them five.
I said my way. I'll call you.
Go to my place and turn on the...
Hey, no, man. I've already turned on.
No, Billy, turn on the lights.
Oh, lights.
About 2 minutes, okay?
Got it.
afternoon, Luke.
That's nice. Don't make any trouble. Johnny.
What do you say, Roland?
Of course. Coat.
How about let me take over to Bob for a while?
Nothing I wouldn't do for $20.
If you feel like you want to sing, I'm singing is your thing. Sing on. If you want to make love all night, and you think that is right.
You look ready.
Yeah, okay. Scotch and water, boss.
Come on in the house, gents. Since the house is buying, I'll have one. He's a big-hearted owner of the new name bar. Whether he knows he's generous or not. Booze. Right on. All booze. 1,000,000,000%. Hello. Hello. Hold on. Hold on. No, he ain't here. Right.
Oh, there, innkeeper. Two gin and tonics and Virgin Mary.
From what? Thirsty. Parched. There's a girl over there with the dark hair and the groovy boobs. You really turn her on, if you're interested.
Well, I ain't dead.
My friend Valerie says she's hot for my body. I told her I was gay, and you know what she said? She'd straighten me out. That's what she said. Not enough that I'm lovely. She wants me to play character parts. The one with the titillating boob is named Linda.
Man can walk on one leg. He'd drink it alone.
This is your lover, man.
What the hell is this?
Two sweet guesses.
That new shaft.
Bet your lovely self it is. And I'm ready. Can you dig it?
You got troubles?
I got what you want.
Where are you?
The no-name bar in the village. On James Street.
What do you want me to do?
All your beautiful self down here.
How many of them are there?
About two. I'll close up, then we'll go over to my pad. Hell, you open that front door and I'll close up right now.
I'll have a card here in a few seconds.
That's what I want to hear, baby. Right.
If I lose stuff around here, Jim? All a man can handle, Deacon.
Yeah.
What you looking at, man?
Get lost, eh? Go do something.
Where are my manners? I didn't even introduce myself to you gentlemen. My name is John Shaft. Freeze.
Hey, throw me a towel.
There's two of them. We're generous around here.
It's not so bad. Nice pad you got here.
Look, baby, I'm going upstairs and take a shower. I'll be right back.
I just couldn't wait.
Turn them loose?
No choice. Oh, they'll leave town. You're going to have strangers looking for you, not them.
Can I have a little private talk with them?
What are you going to do to poor Carmen now? Give him cancer? You busted his head? Settle.
Just want to find out his views on urban renewal.
All right. Tom?
Speaking for Bumpy Jonas, he wants to make sure his daughter's okay. My word is all he'll take. No phone calls and no letters from her. I've got to see her. Then maybe he'll deal.
Nothing I want to say in this rat hole. People might be listening.
That's a risk we'll have to take. Now give me a number so I can let you know where I'll be. And I'll call you at 12:30 sharp and meet you 12:45 somewhere in the village. Baby.
Come here. The
party's over. You got to split. Some other time, huh? Same feeling, same place. Right now, I got to take care of some business. foot been on?
He's asleep. Who wants him?
Wake him up. It's John Shaft.
You're really great back. But, we're pretty shitty afterwards. You know that?
Yeah.
Look, I'm trying to take care of some business, baby, okay?
No. Come on.
Ben. I need two good men. You ready?
Yeah.
They better be tough. Hey, baby, please close the door, huh?
Hey. Close it yourself, shitty.
Hey, man, just tell me where and when.
In front of Cafe Reggio, down in the village. You know where it is?
Yeah, I'll find it.
12:30. 5 minutes late, it'll be too late.
I'll be there. Bye.
Time for chats.
You had time for a chat with Carmen and Patsy in my office this morning. You got me in one hell of a mess, John.
Did you have the room bugged?
Oh, no, not me. Me? I could turn the other way. Not hear what I heard. It's that big-eared captain I got who was listening. Thinks he heard you discussing a kidnapping. Thinks the mafia's involved. And he knows Bumpy Jonas is involved.
Tell him to ask Bumpy then.
Yeah, I did. But he wants to ask you now at the station. It's lousy timing, right?
You gonna take me in?
I will if I find you. Are you home?
Hell no.
That's too bad. Call me when you get home.
I will.
Close it yourself, shitty. Get this straight. I'll be at Cafe Reggio on McDougal Street at 12:45. Got it?
Reggio, 12:45.
Right.
Thank you.
espresso.
Don't you want a sandwich or something with it?
Just espresso.
You don't like lemon peel.
Let it go.
I think you like it. I'll go get you some. I always forget the lemon peel.
John Chef.
Just found him. Wop. Sit down.
I'm supposed to take you to visit a lady. Come on.
I haven't finished my espresso. Why don't you have some? Maybe they'll put a little garlic in it. Make it nice.
No, thanks. But you go ahead. We haven't got time for you to have your soul full.
Present.
No, thanks.
Keep it.
Thanks, baby.
Thank you.
Davies, you stay here. Rem, you get around to the back of the building and keep an eye on the alley door. And stay out of sight.
What if they come out our way?
Davies, you follow. Rem, you come back for me. Okay, now move it.
Okay, turn her loose or he goes.
I'm gonna turn her loose.
He won't.
They won't shoot, Marcy. Come on over here. There's nothing you can do, Sheriff. Nothing except back up and go back to Harlem and dump up your little girl. It's fine.
When I leave, she leaves with me.
No way, Sheriff. She's a race. You never give up your race.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'll take you uptown and turn you over to Bumpy, huh?
Change your mind, you can walk right now. You tried to take the girl and me along, you did.
You're trying to tell me they'd blow your way to get me?
That's right.
I halfway believe you. But you're my ace, so I gotta call you. The only thing that's keeping you alive right now. The only thing.
You gotta be fit enough to leave here to tell that black punk in Harlem that he's got 24 hours to deal or he's got a dead daughter. And a war. You hear me?
I said call Sam.
Some more brothers.
With guns this time. Bump, you'll handle transportation.
Had to bring you too, Johnny. Can't fix anything else for you. Tell me where you hurt.
Wall to wall, Sam.
Ellie, give me that phone. Get those boys?
Got it.
Know where they took her?
One of the brothers tailed them. He's watching the place now.
What about the back exit?
Everything's cool, baby. Don't worry.
You run into a train? As tight as you can get it. I gotta get up as soon as you're done. Oh! Damn! Oh! Damn, those were some tough white boys. Gonna have one hell of a time. Got a bad sprain on the right wrist.
Well, tape it.
I did, dammit. What do you think I am, an amateur, for Christ's sakes?
Too good a job, Sam. I didn't even feel it. Cut the crap, man. This is Shaft. So, Marcy.
She all right?
Scared to death, but it's okay. Look, I need three cabs on the corner of 9th and Washington. Pick up some of Ben's people.
How soon?
Now, man, now.
That.
Night janitor. He's okay.
Use him to find out which room they got her in.
Right.
Getting it together?
Yeah, baby. Right on.
Right on.
Send up two coffees and a Coke.
A glass or a straw? For the Coke.
Make it a straw.
Straw.
You heard me. Straw.
Right. Right.
You're a shrewd cat, Chef. You and your boys blow it and I'll be one dead cat. Now, you all know the plan. No mistakes. Let's go.
Hey, yes, sir. Two coffees, a Coke, and a straw. Let me take it in.
Whoa.
Right. Hey, thank you. Be seeing you.
Okay.
Damn thing won't burn hot enough. See if you got something else in there that'll burn.
Come on.
cigarette. Well, you know what to do?
Yeah.
Wide open.
So close it for me.
Cut the crap, man. It's a shaft. Looks like you're going to have to close it yourself. Shitty.